B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Governor Baker unveils an initiative to help renters and landlords. Lawrence schools postpone in-person learning and a reminder about early voting. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Offset may have gotten his wife back, but at the same time, he lost something almost as valuable.
Leroy Hatcher, sports.
Father Time made Brady forget it was fourth down, but apparently last night, Father Time was on vacation.
But first, Governor Baker has unveiled a new $171 million initiative to help tenants and landlords deal with the challenges of coronavirus. The goal is to keep tenants in their home and to ease ongoing expenses of landlords once the ban on evictions expires. Massachusetts' ban, which is the strictest in the nation, is set to expire on Saturday. Students in Lawrence won't be returning to in-person learning for a while. The decision comes based on the increasing COVID-19 rate in Lawrence. About 400 of the highest need students were scheduled to return on October 19th, but the superintendent says that in-person learning will not begin now until at least November 30th, and that is not a set return date, as an additional delay is possible.
Yeah, a second wave is coming, people, all right? So if your kids are doing hybrid right now, they're coming back soon.
Oh, man. And just a reminder, early voting begins across Massachusetts on Saturday, runs through October 30th. Every community must have voting sessions available during the two weekends as well as during regular business hours throughout the week. Secretary of State William Galvin says that they're taking every precaution to keep voters safe. Voters have the option to vote by mail as well and can drop off their ballots at an early voting site. And if you want to find out your community's early voting schedule, go to masearlyvote.com.
You're going to do that, right, Pebbles?
I'll be there Saturday.
Oh, really?
I'm like ready to get it done.
I'm going November 2nd. I'm going to be in line. I hope there's going to be somebody. Wait, when's that election?
Oh,
wow.
November 4th?
The 3rd.
November 3rd. Oh, I'm busy that day.
Will you shut up?
I guess I'm not voting this year.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, it looks like Kanye West has one last trick up his sleeve in his bid for the presidency. He just filed legal documents to lock up the rights to God Save America, which he wants to slap on shirts in what seems to be a final-ditch effort to push his message of bringing faith back to politics. Kanye filed for the trademark last week, which lines up very closely with the release of his debut campaign ad that dropped yesterday.
We as a people will revive our nation's commitment to faith, to what our Constitution calls the free exercise of religion, including, of course, prayer.
Okay. Well, a lot of people feel like this attempt is too little too late with the election now less than 3 weeks away. But hey, who knows?
I got to tell you, there's a little too religion-y, you know, for me. But the rest of the stuff he was saying, I didn't hate.
By turning to faith, we will be the kind of nation, the kind of people God intends us to be.
I am Kanye West.
Oh, wait.
And I approve this message.
Hold on. Wow. Let me find a non-religion-y part.
Through prayer,
here we go.
Faith can be restored.
Besides the
we as a
part.
People are called to a greater purpose than ourselves. We are not only a beacon to the world, but we should be servants to each other, to encourage each other, to help each other, to lift up each other,
see?
Our fellow Americans, that we may all prosper together.
KW 2020.
You going to vote for Kanye?
You know,
you can write him in if he doesn't make the Massachusetts ballot.
I'm not saying I won't vote for Kanye.
Wow.
I like that message.
Okay. Well, you may be wondering why Chris Brown was busted leaving Adele's house at 2 a.m. No, they are not hooking up. In fact, Chris was in London with his alleged new girlfriend, Gina, and was hanging at Adele's house because apparently he's good friends with Adele's alleged boyfriend, a rapper producer named Skepta. No word why he was at Adele's house, though, and Gina was not with him at the time. This actually happened last week, but as of 10 hours ago, he was back with his son's mother, Amika, because it's all over her Instagram. So, I don't know, he's just being a good father to his son and hanging out with, you know, them, but he's got this new girl that he's been with. So, right. I mean, who knows?
So, Chris Brown was hanging out with Adele.
How about a week ago?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm glad that that's what you picked up from that entire story. And as of this morning, Offset and Cardi B were still partying, celebrating her birthday, the Lakers winning the championship, who knows. But they were at a strip club as of just 4 a.m. this morning. And, you know, they've been having makeout sessions, and she's been giving him a lot of lap dances. Leading everybody to speculate they are back together. And the divorce is off the table, but Offset still took a loss this weekend. Is in the midst of all these parties. Apparently, one of his diamonds has gone missing. Its value up to $160,000. He posted a picture of his earring with the diamond missing, with the caption "6 carat gone. Didn't even notice till I woke up this morning. Ish hurts."
Does anybody feel bad for him?
Not at all. Here's Leroy with sports.
Major League Baseball Padres outfielder was stabbed on Sunday. But he's doing good. He's doing good. He's doing good. He's recovering. Jesus. Apparently, what happened was he saw two people that he didn't know arguing near his car.
Yeah.
He asked them to move, and they just turned around and stabbed him in the back.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yes.
Yes. What is happening?
Yes. He came out of an establishment.
It's kind of funny because he didn't even try and intervene. He said, yo, can y'all fight over there?
Like, come on.
But he's doing good. He's okay. Staying in baseball, the Rays go up.
It's like wrestling.
The Rays go up 2-0 in the ALCS after beating the Astros 4-2. Game one of the NLCS, Atlanta beat the Dodgers 5-1, and over 10,000 fans were allowed in the building for the first time this season. So, yeah, the place was bumping. The Lakers just won the NBA championship, but they announced yesterday that because of Rona, the team will hold off on doing any public celebration. And the Saints, led by old man Breeze, 41 years old, came back from being down 17 points to beat the Chargers 30-27 in overtime. Wow. Game two of the NLCS, Dodgers-Braves at 6:05. Game three, Rays-Astros, 8:40. And there's Tuesday night football, Bills-Titans.
Nice. Tuesday night football.
Right? Bills-Titans kickoff is at 7.
The only thing that's not a thing is Patriots football.
Oh, my God.
And that's just sports.
All right, your good news today. Pippa Jackson is 4 years old and one night had a bad dream about kids not having presents to open on Christmas morning. So because of that dream, she started an initiative with the help, obviously, of her mom to collect Christmas presents for children in need. So she's challenging herself to make 200 care packages for kids that include a present, some coloring pencils, a hat, scarf, and gloves. Her mom says that Pippa is very kind-hearted and has a golden heart. She always wants to help anyone in need. Pippa and her mom spend their evenings putting the packages together from gifts that have been donated from family, friends, and strangers.
How old is this kid?
She's 4.
4 years old.
And she had a bad dream and said, you know, I want to help other kids.
Where do these kids come from? Yesterday, my wife took the kids to the park, and they were fighting over the sand in the sandbox. And this 4-year-old like wants to give other kids gifts.
Oh, my gosh. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.